Good morning. We're continuing Chayyada Mehichu Shabbos, and we're learning the Malachas of Kosher Matur, Klal Chavav Chav Zayim. So we're moving on to Siman Zayin, where the Chayyadim presents the following Halacham. A Kofa Chavolim, Chay Mishum Kosher. So a person takes multiple strings and twines them together. So you have a multiply string. So it starts out with multiple pieces of string, and then you do a process of twisting them together. They become one unified string. So the Chayyadim says that's considered a form of kosher. And therefore removing them and undoing them would be the opposite, would be the malacha of matir. This is the Rambam. The Rambam says that the act of posel chabolim, of plying together strings to make a rope, a thicker rope, is a form of kosher. The same way if a person takes two strings and attaches them by knotting them together, it's considered the malach of kosher, because you combine the two together. If a person does the process of twining these things together, he's combined together two ropes into one unit. That's a form of kosher. It's a told of kosher, because in kosher the two ends are going in the other direction. Over here, all the ropes are going in the single direction, the same direction. This process, the Rambam says, and the Rambam Shita is that the only chayav, it's a kesher uman. So we have to understand that this process requires a certain level of umness, because if the average person does it without knowing what they're doing, what happens is it becomes undone very quickly. The fact that a person is able to do it in a way that it remains and lasts indicates that it's a kesher uman. So it's a kesher uman, a person does it, the person plans to leave it like that. It's a kesher shakayama. So a person can be chayav on the raisa level. Now, it's an interesting question, is just to clarify this, understand this halacha. Why do we not look at this as part of the malach of tova? Tova is a person takes independent fibers and makes it into a single thread. Here a person is taking multiple threads and making it into a thicker rope. It sounds very similar to the process of tova. So why is this so? There is an opinion which actually suggests it might go under the malach of Toiba, but in the case of Toiba, there are fibers which are small and short, etc. And a person feeds them together in such a way, the spinning process allows them to become one contiguous thread, so they don't have a cheshivas of their own. They're too small and too insignificant of their own to have that cheshivas. And by putting them together, you create something new. So you're creating a new reality, which is a process of a thread. So that's the chiddush of Toiva. Over here, it's hard to say that what you're doing is creating a new reality. In the greater sense, the threads are there already. There's a certain strength and thickness that it has, allows it to cover, to hold heavier weights, etc. So the main point over here is taking threads which exist already, and combining them, which is the process of what's known as kosher, taking ropes and attaching them together through a kesher. A common application of this question, which comes up nowadays, is a twist tie. You have a top of the bags which come from the bakery, etc. A person buys something from the bakery and they put it in the bag. They take a twist tie and they twist it around multiple times to make like a single thickness of the twist tie which holds it together. That process is exactly the process of the 20 process. You're taking two or more, but here it's two pieces of the twist tie or thread, and you twist around each other. And that's really what the act of twining is. It's twisting around each other to become one. So is that what they're on Shabbos? So there are some places which suggest that it's mutter, because The metal does not really combine together at the same level as the twine. The threads become a twine, a string. They do not combine together at the same level, so they remain distinct and separate. There is mutter. However, the Shir Shabbos Kehillah also says that it's usur. Rav Falken, his sefer, suggests that he feels that is correct. He mentions the opinions which disagree. He feels that it's correct because this is very much this process of what the Rambam is talking about, of taking threads and running them in the same direction, but making them one by twisting them over each other, twisting them around each other. If there's an issue to make it, there's an issue to undo it. Like we just said, there's an issue of matter. So a person has a bag of a loaf of bread which came from the bakery, which is twist-tied together. So a person should preferably not undo that. He should just pull it off. Was one option, or rip. It's better to rip open the plastic to get the food than undo the twist tie. A person wants it to tie it in such a way that it would not be problematic. A person could do is, instead of twisting it together, a person can wrap it around like a coil, so that it never becomes one unit. It's just layers upon layers on top of itself. So a person coils it around itself. That's going to be mutter to do on Shabbos. It's not, and then mutter to remove such a thing on Shabbos as well. Have a good day.